SBS Radio.
Ella and Darren, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about yourself, your interest and your love of filmmaking.
Well, I studied filmmaking in California in the U.S. and I've been a film lover since I was a little kid. And thankfully, I got to do what I love.
And I also graduated from film school in Istanbul. And then I started being an assistant director in Turkey. And I worked in several feature films and several commercials. And then I made my first feature film. Then I met Ella, and we worked 5 years to realize Lost Words, and finally, we made it.
Yes, my first film called Fairy Dust was playing in a festival in Hungary, Budapest, and Arian's first film, Long Time Travelers, was also playing there, and our films were scheduled the same night, one after another. So that's how we met, and then we became friends, and then we started to work on Lost Words.
Before The Lost Birds, did you work together on other movies, documentaries?
No, before Lost Birds, we did not meet. We were film directors both in Istanbul. We were working by ourselves. And after this festival in Hungary, when we met and we started talking, and Ian told me that he wanted to write a film about 1915, and he wanted to tell the story through the eyes of two children, which was very interesting to me. It sounded like a fairy tale to me. So I really liked this idea. So we started researching and working with historians, reading all the books we could find, talking to people. And this process started where we began to write the screenplay. And then after that, working on the film.
How long it lasted from the start of the project, the idea, to the finished product?
It lasted a total of 5 years.
And how difficult it was to secure funds for the film? Did you get funds from within Turkey or from outside as well?
It was very difficult because no film was ever made in Turkey about 1915. And as you know, it's a taboo subject here. But we wanted to make a film about love and family, and we really wanted the audience to, you know, understand the stories and everything. So we applied for the government film fund in Turkey, which is granted to all filmmakers. And miraculously, we got a very small fund, but the money was not important. What was important that we had the permission to shoot it, which was important because before that, all our actors, they are all descendants of Ottoman Armenians. Everybody before that was scared, you know, to, you know, work on a film like this. So after we got this permission, things became easier for us for permits and our actors and everything. And the rest, we had to go to our families for funds to make the film. Because we worked a lot, and that's how everything got together.
Is it based on true story?
Yeah, we read and we talk with real families, and we read a lot of books. But the story is based on real facts, but it's not a real story. It's original story. We wrote it together, but it really looks like a real story.
Yeah, because it depicts the many stories that we've been told and we read. So everybody was coming to us with their family stories. So people could see, oh, this has happened to somebody in my family. This has happened to my great-great-grandmother.
Yes, and as we write and as we talk with real people, the story became organically real. So as we continue like that.
Since the movie was made in Turkey, so it was shot entirely on locations in different parts of Turkey, or you had only one location?
No, it's entirely shot in Turkey and in Anatolia, in the real locations that the event took place. It was very important for us to have dramatically the same places that the events occurred.
And one of the important things is, as I said earlier, our actors are all descendants of the Ottoman Armenians. So they did not need to act. they knew these stories in their hearts. And, you know, sometimes on set we would look at each other, me and Aaron, and, you know, they were just living in the moment. So that we feel is very important for the film.
And when you combine these real actors with real places, the film becomes, the reality increases, the level of integrity and reality really increases.
I'm always curious about titles. There's always an interesting story behind it. So why Lost Birds?
Well, the story is about a brother and a sister and their little bird, Batik. But also in the film, Bedo and Mariam are lost birds because what they go through and what they experience in life, losing their family and searching for their mother, they're, you know, drifting away like a bird and trying to go back home. When we started writing, it was a different title, but without thinking, it became this title. But also in Turkish, it's called Yitik Kuşlar, and Yitik word is...
It's more than lost.
It's more than lost.
It's lost forever, something like that.
Yes, gone forever.
Was the film presented to awards?
The film was shown in LA and in Toronto, and it was also shown in Turkey, and it was also submitted to the Golden Globes and got very good reviews. The film was covered by the American Cinematographer magazine, and a very high honor.
And what reaction you get from Armenian, Turkish, or other nationalities?
Everybody is crying. It connects people. When they leave the theater, they hug each other, and there's always a bittersweet feeling after you watch Lost Birds.
Before we made the film, we always talk with Ella that we need to shoot this film in a universal style, and we need to use a universal film grammar that everybody understands, not only Armenians, but Americans, Japanese people, everybody need to understand this film. So I think we achieved that because we saw several audiences from all over the world, not only Armenians, Mexicans, and Italian and Japanese people, Chinese people, they all react in the same minutes and maybe in the same seconds of the film as we want them to react. So it was very nice to see your audience, how they react. And at the same time, they react at the same time the same way. And it was very marvelous for us as filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. Was it difficult to get good actors, especially the children?
Well, the children were chosen. We did a casting process for more than 8 or 9 months, and we saw around 550 children. And we, for a long time, and then when we found these two, it was really magical because they had a chance to meet every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday, and we would do the screenplay together as a game with them. And they became like a brother and sister. They were, you know, becoming jealous of each other, like a regular brother-sister thing. And they were very comfortable with each other. And so on set, it was very easy for them because now they were in the real locations where they had known everything. And they just had to be. They didn't need to act.
Are you looking forward to your visit to Australia and the Armenian Film Festival?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting Australia. We've never been there, so it's very exciting for us. It will be a very long journey on the plane. So if that goes well, then yes, we are very excited.
Mm-hmm. We are very excited to share our film with you and your audiences. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Ella and Aaron. Thank you very much for your time and the interview and the sharing of your stories.
Thank you very much, and hope to see everybody at our screening.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.